Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry everything to you. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb, and welcome in. Next 3 hours, we got you covered. Eric Mangini will join us in about 25 minutes as we'll get you ready for a very, very interesting weekend, National Football League, and we still don't know half of these guys, who are they going to play? But, Rob, I think, and I don't want to say, like, the sports world is rocked, right? Like, John Madden, honestly, had been pretty much, I think, out of the minds of most NFL fans in terms of watching football for a long time, right? It's been a minute since he broadcast a game. That said, between the Madden documentary, which came out
Christmas Day,
right? And the fact that, you know, kids still play Madden, when John Madden dies at the age of 85, it's one of those moments where I do think that our job, and this is where it's hard to be, and I've been really young in this job. When you started in this job a long time ago,
I was 22 years old at the Daily News in New York, Doug, 1986. So I've been around for a minute.
Right. But the point is, it's really hard when you're young. And I think I was fortunate when I was a kid that my dad was, whether or not his history and his recollection, remember, it's part of it is me parroting what I heard from my dad for a long time, as well as what I read. But it's really hard when you're in your 20s and you're a broadcaster to give true perspective on it. I have enough perspective on Madden, and I know, and again, part of it is me and, you know, like my entire life, I grew up playing the video game. Matter of fact, I actually talked about it yesterday on my own show, which was, I can't compete with my son right now in Madden. My son's 12, and he does the practice stuff some, but I can't even get to halftime without wanting to shut the game off.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's
I'm of the age where I've never played Madden, ever. I've never even touched the thing.
I've played of the versions of it, I've played all but maybe one or two, right?
Wow.
Where there's one or two. And I used to, when I first got into broadcasting, I'm in my mid-20s. I'm 26 years old, whatever. I used to play it. I used to get it when it first came out. And one of the things it was good for was updating on who was where.
Right.
Obviously, you know all the big guys, but you got to know all the defensive players. And before I had kids, I would sit around and play video games. And one of the things I would convince myself of is if I could play every team, it would help me with my recollection of who was on what team.
Right.
I didn't like to, you know, go through every roster any other way. That one just worked for me. And the last couple of years, they've had the live updating of rosters and other information. So it's even better. But John Madden dies last night at the age of 85. And you and I, we had the same thought, which was, what was yours?
Was that nobody really knows what a great coach he was. And we all know about the broadcast and the four networks. And I remember him with what I consider the best broadcasting team. And maybe it's just because I was a kid and more impressionable, you know, but Pat Summerall and John Madden on CBS, that to me was the standard. You know, like those two guys doing football, and obviously they moved over to Fox, and then he worked with Al Michaels, who's a great broadcaster as well. But I always think of John Madden and Pat Summerall. But this dude was an unbelievable coach, a young coach. You know, we talk about the Sean McVays or whatever. John Madden was that guy at 32. He yep. was. And the difference is John Madden was great for his 10 years as a coach with the Raiders and won a Super Bowl, had a winning, never had a losing record and made the playoffs 8 out of 10, has the highest winning percentage of any coach in NFL history that has at least 100 games coached. I mean, he was truly dynamic. And when I think about Oakland at that time, too, Doug, he was a part, you know, Oakland is now beat up and, you know, nobody talks about Oakland and they lost their football team. They lost their basketball
twice.
Team.
They're going to lose their football team twice.
Exactly. They're going to lose their baseball team, probably to Las Vegas as well. And now it's a wasteland. But back in the 70s, when John Madden won the Super Bowl with the Raiders in 77, that was a sports mecca. The Warriors and Rick Barry won a championship in 75. The Oakland A's had a great team with Reggie Jackson and guys like that, Joe Rudy. And those guys won 3 World Series in a row, 72, 73, 74. Warriors won in 75, and the Raiders won in 77. So Oakland was a sports hotbed, and John Madden was a big part of that.
You know, it really, though, is amazing. It's like Madden with the video games is George Foreman with the grill.
Yep.
You know? Where
yep, that's a good way of looking at it.
Something you do in terms of an endorsement that becomes so powerful, we forget about all the other stuff. And I think, obviously, Foreman coming back and being the oldest heavyweight champion, you know, reinvigorated the, oh, yeah, he was a great boxer. But in terms of the first version of George Foreman, and he kind of totally remade himself. The one thing about Madden that's different than a George Foreman is, he didn't really remake himself. He was always that guy. Like, his personality didn't change. It didn't become a TV personality. It was kind of one guy. But yes, when I knew he was a great coach. I had forgotten it was at 32 he became a head coach.
Right.
And the consistency of complete dominance. And whether or not it was a different era or how much you want to credit Al Davis or whatever, he was great in everything he did, right? He was great as a coach. He was great as a broadcaster, and he was great as a endorser. He was a very, very unique guy who, but the video game helped him stay relevant
and the story about that, right, was the guys who invented it waited outside the press entrance or whatever and said that they wanted to put his name on it. Like, it's not people, he didn't invent it or anything. They just, I think
right.
you mentioned the George Foreman grill. They offered that to, who's the wrestler? Oh, my God, Hulk Hogan first.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It was offered to him. he wasn't interested in it. And can you imagine kicking himself later? And it was just, hey, you want to put your name on this grill? And then they sold a gazillion grills, you know, like, and George Foreman made a ton of money. They had to wind up making a deal with him because of the amount of money he was making off of it.
You know that reminds me. Of when we were at the other place. You know, a good friend of mine. You know, John Anderson, Sports Center.
Sure.
You remember he did Wipeout, but yep. the story that Scott Van Pelt had told when he used to have a radio show was, I mean, maybe Russillo told this story, was they called Van Pelt first, right, and offered him Wipeout, and he was like, it kind of sounds like a Japanese game show sort of, mm-hmm. And they're like, that's exactly what it's going to be like. You know, going to be silly like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I mean, right. John Anderson is going to go out to his mailbox for the rest of his life and get a healthy check from that show Wipeout.
No doubt. That's sometimes when people pass up stuff, like even Hulk Hogan, you're doing, and all due respect, but you're a fake wrestler. Like, oh, a grill,
yes,
is beneath
you. But it also
you?
Speaks to, it also speaks to, it also speaks to just how big those guys were, right? Like, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I flew cross country. I was probably about my son's age, 11 or 12. And I had my late uncle, he lived in Stamford, Connecticut. And I spent winter break with him 1 year, with him and his family. And I remember getting on a plane, and it was, you know, you're like a junior, say, like, walkie to the gate, whatever. I'd flown plenty. And Hulk Hogan was on our plane in first class. And you would have thought the Pope or Jesus or the president of the United States, you know, was getting on the plane. Like, that's how big Hulk Hogan was. So, yes, I agree. And Hogan's, there's another interesting one or whatever. But, yes, guys pass on stuff all the time.
Yep.
You know? And then there's other guys that never pass on anything.
No. We know those guys as well. They're on everything. I mean, Shaq's on everything. I mean, how many endorsements?
But now Shaq's deal is Shaq takes equity. That's his deal. Don't pay me. Or if you're going to pay me a little bit, pay me less.
Right.
Give me some equity.
I want a piece of everything.
Brilliant. Yeah. He's built up his empire that way.
No doubt. But John Madden was a... and when you talk about coaches, like great coaches in the history of the NFL, his name never comes up. Like, never. It's about Bill Belichick, Vince Lombardi, of course. Who else am I thinking?
I don't know if Lombardi comes up. I think the modern era of football, it's just like, it's like basketball.
Well, the trophy.
You know, we don't say Red Auerbach's name.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe,
you know,
maybe
I guess I hear
his name more because of the trophy. You know what I mean? Like, his name is still out there, and you're right. Probably
his name's on a stadium. His name's on a stadium as well, right?
Right.
It's on a stadium. I'm trying to, Lambeau, why did I say Lombardi? That was a major brain.
But the trophy, right.
Yes, the Lombardi Award. I think NFL films, although I'm not sure how much NFL films is going to affect kids anymore. Like, they just don't watch. Like, they'll watch. I don't know if that's what we've kind of changed in what football is about. Part of what made NFL films so great, and what made the Hank Strams, and what made... was, you know, some of the Lombardi stuff, whatever, is that was the only one that was the first, that was like the first mic'd up type of stuff. That was the only insight. But you didn't have anything else the rest of the week. Right?
No.
Now you have, everybody covers the NFL all the time. There's shows and a network completely dedicated to the NFL. So your thirst for NFL, your thirst for what really goes on was there, and now you don't have it as much. But
right, like, if you think about it, just talking about that aspect, for most, and people probably can't, you know, believe it, but the only time we saw games out of our market or not our home teams, Doug, was on Monday Night Football when Howard, yep, Cosell did the highlights around the entire league. It was must-see TV. That was the only way you could see the Rams or the 49ers highlights or anything outside of, and me growing up in New York, you know, Jets or Giants stuff was on Monday Night Football. And it was, yeah, must-see. It was just not the same now where you have access to everything. And you could be a fan of any team because you could actually see. Back then, if you lived in New York, for the most part, you were a New York fan. Right? Because, yep, you just didn't have access to the other teams or information that you would need to be a fan.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this is Howard Cosell. Right? I used to do that when I was a kid. You know, announce my own games when I was shooting outside. But you know, when you grew up in Southern California, and my dad was a New Yorker, so he's a Giant fan. There used to be sports bars where you could go and get the Giants games,
Feet,
or you had
right.
to get that. You had to go get the big satellite dish. And one of the things I think most people don't understand, because they didn't live in Los Angeles for the last 25 years before, when there was 20 years when there's no NFL team, is it actually was kind of a breath of fresh air, because a lot of people were not Raider fans, right? There's Raiders are still the most popular team in LA. Okay. And I grew up in Orange County where the Rams played, but they weren't super popular because most people were from somewhere else. So when they moved away in the early 90s, the NFL wasn't as popular as it is now. And I know you're not talking about the 70s and 80s.
No. It wasn't. The second largest market didn't have a football team for 20
right, but
years.
I actually think it helped grow the popularity in LA, because you had the best games on. You had two games on in every window.
Right. I know what you're
right?
saying.
So
right.
People were like, well, how come the Chargers go? Because so many people or their parents moved here from a different place and they were fans of that place. But also, you got to watch all the good games. So the reason there's so many Steeler fans in Los Angeles is not just because people from Pennsylvania moved out to California. It's because the Steelers were good for the most part for 20 years. So all of their games were on in Southern California. Right. That's kind of the magic to it. Was there's lots of football fans. They're just not football fans of the Chargers, who are a rival, you know, or the Rams, who, even though they won in St. Louis, they weren't really popular. And so it's different. But getting back to it, John Madden dies at the age of 85. And as Rob pointed out, that was the only thing I tweeted about, was his record. Like there's some McVay to it because he was so young.
Yep.
There's some Rex Ryan. He was Rex Ryan before Rex Ryan, in terms of the quotes and how, you know, you couldn't wait to hear what he was going to say before or after the game. And then the consistency of excellence brings you thoughts of whether it's a Belichick or, you know, pick the guy who's been able to go a decade where he not only didn't have a, it wasn't, you almost undersell it when you say he didn't have a losing season. He didn't have close to a losing season.
Right.
That's how good the guy was.
I would take him over Bill Belichick, and only from this standpoint. Bill Belichick obviously coached even way longer and has had won six championships, but you know, when you really, if you're honest and you look through Bill Belichick's career, it's checkered. It's, there's no way around it. You can't look at it. He had the biggest fine of any NFL coach ever for Spygate. There's all these allegations and things swirling around the organization. It's the reason, and people say, well, everybody hates the Patriots because they win too much. I get that, right? People always hated the Yankees and teams that won, but there's something where you just can't feel good about it. Like another shoe is going to drop at some point. And when you talk about the Patriots and their run, and you talk to the St. Louis Rams when they lost the Super Bowl, they swear up and down that the Patriots knew their plays. And there's just an element of cheating there where you talk about John Madden. There's none of that. There's just, this guy was a damn good football coach, and he won. So I know,
right, I'll push back on some of that upcoming in the show. But let's get to this. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Carson Wentz, by the way, right now out with COVID, but still has a chance to play on Sunday. And you know, with all the Madden talk, something is changing. It started with the CDC, that's changing in sports and is going to have a dramatic effect on this weekend, on this period in sports. We'll get to it next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, along with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb, Eric Mangini in a moment. Hey, rocket scientists, look no further for the next big thinker, first-in-class technology, a leader in innovation, and an intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more at MBUSA. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So, Carson Wentz is added to a list of 15 Colts players currently on the COVID list, and the Colts are, they take on the Raiders this weekend. They're one win away from securing a playoff spot, which, of course, leads everybody into the added debate of, you know, how should we look at Carson Wentz? And Carson Wentz was unvaccinated. I think the bigger news is that falling in line with the CDC is the quarantine day, the days of quarantine after testing positive in the NFL. If your symptoms improve, it's a honestly, it sounds like the biggest load of crap ever.
Well, whenever you say, right, because you can't measure if a guy comes in, if you want to hide it, Doug, and say, oh, no, I'm feeling way better than I was a couple days ago, there's no real measure that you show signs of improvement. What does that mean? I mean, there's no way of gauging that. Right.
I felt like I was dying. Now I feel like I'm not dying. I just feel like crap. Okay. Now, look, full disclosure. Okay. I think all of our opinions on this are not out of, we don't understand scientific data. right? Like most of us don't understand scientific data. We're not researching it. It's our own personal perspective. And I can tell you unequivocally, I have my, like is my entire street has been infected. I have not. I am.
Is that right? Your entire street?
I may be overstating, but like right. I live on a cul-de-sac.
A lot of people.
I live in a cul-de-sac. None of my family. My son had it a year ago. He was the only one to test positive for it. Outside of that, no one else. But we're all vaccinated and boosted. Obviously, the kids can't be boosted yet. But like my neighbor next door, her and her family, they were going to Idaho for Christmas with I don't know, her in-laws, and she tested positive. She stayed home, and she's been really, really sick. Mm. I have neighbors across the street. They have five boys. One's a baby. But the older boys are all high school and one's in college. They got it. Wasn't that harsh, but the parents got it. They both ran fevers over 103. And I got a buddy who's listening now, my boy Matt in Kansas City. He had a 104 for 2 days. And
that's
and
scary.
He's also that guy who, he's my one friend who on a yearly basis spends time in the hospital. There's always something, right? If you're going to catch something or hurt something, that's that guy.
Right.
And his text to me was, I've had a lot of things. This is the worst I've ever felt in my life. And then we have there's a family friend, there's a whole family, they've gotten sick. And they're really like, the dad was borderline going to the hospital and they've gotten some antibody injections or whatever. So I understand that we read stories and we hear, well, in South Africa, it seems to be more mild. It spreads more. But look, more mild could mean you're not going to die from it or not as many people die from it. People will still die from it. You're going to feel terrible. You just, if not vaccinated, you might not go to the hospital. You won't go to the hospital now. So, I mean, it's again, and it depends. Some people have had it very mild. I do think it's curious. I don't know if you saw this. The CDC has said the quarantine period should cut, but that's for vaccinated people. That's not what the NFL's policy is.
Right. It's for vaccinated or unvaccinated, which is different. And a lot of that, the CDC, I think it was pressure, right? Yes. From, is it the Delta CEO who was complaining about, you know.
Well, everybody's complained about it, but
yeah,
I, you know.
About 10 days, you know, like if we remove an employee for 10 days, it has a financial hardship on a company. And,
yes.
And why does it have to be 10 days if they're not showing any signs or they're asymptomatic or whatever? It's a slippery slope, but I'm with you. I'm always going to err on the side of caution because I've seen it firsthand with people. My niece currently in New York is dealing with it, and some close friends have it and are scared. And we saw last year TNT's and NBA.com, Sekou Smith. Remember when he died, Doug?
Yeah.
Like, that really hurt me. We had him on The Odd Couple. December 23rd, I'll never forget. We laughed, we joked, we got information about the NBA. And then January 26th, I'm told he's gone. And it just, he was in his 40s, wife, three kids. It was shocking to me. And so I'm one of those guys who's just serious about it.
Yeah, no. I've never gotten a flu shot before in my life. My family's always gotten flu shots. I never got a flu shot. I've been up on all these shots, and you know, we, in all candor, I have a basketball program that I run for 11-year-olds, actually 10-year-olds until, you know, 14-year-olds, and We played through the pandemic, and it probably, like in hindsight, I don't know what was smart or what wasn't smart in terms of washing hands and wearing masks and whatever. We did whatever we were allowed to do, whatever we've been allowed to do. But the NFL has changed their policy, and now it's a waiting game on a Carson Wentz. And my guess is, miraculously, he's going to feel a little bit better by the time we get to Sunday, which could save the Colts from playing with without so many important pieces.
Right.
As they take on the Raiders to get to the playoffs. But that's really the story of the NFL, is not necessarily just about who's good, but who's healthy and how it affects you. And, you know, like the last couple weeks you've been watching games, like I didn't know who that person is, you know?
Right.
Let's begin Eric Mangini, who joins us, of course.
Eric Mangini, you mean?
He's a former head coach of the Jets and the Browns. By the way, Eric, just Just so you know, we start by talking about John Madden and how ridiculously successful he was as a coach. Yet, because of the power of the video game, I don't know if that story is told enough. Obviously, now with him passing away at 85, as a guy who was a head coach at a very young age in the NFL, when you hear the name John Madden, what do you think?
Well, it's so interesting that you bring up the video game, because my kids only know Madden from the video game, and it's been such a big part of them learning football. And I think it's been a big part of so many people learning football, whether it's exposure to the plays or the coverages or the classic teams where they get to learn about some of the greatest players of all time. That's been great for anybody who wants to learn more about it. I was recently doing an interview in Australia, and they asked me a way that Australians could learn more about football, and I brought up Madden. For me, too, it goes back to being a kid, because I remember I was very young when he was coaching for the Raiders, but I remember those teams and his presence. My older brother, Scott, loved the Raiders at the time. But I remember more sitting with my dad and watching games and hearing him talk about what John Madden meant as a sportscaster and the way that he taught the game and what that meant to my dad to be able to learn football from someone like that. It was different than the way that he talked about anybody else. And I think that's what he did so well. You hear about what he did as a coach and as a broadcaster, and it all goes back to teaching and being able to take what can be very complicated at times and create it or put it in a platform that's much more easily digestible and then that much more enjoyable for everybody who's doing it.
Eric, when you look at, and people, of course, will read the obit and start to do a little research on their own and read, but when you look at his coaching career, 10 years, a Super Bowl, hired at 32 years old, never came close to a losing season, made the playoffs 8 times out of 10 years. I mean, it's phenomenal, and he has the highest winning percentage of any coach in their career with a minimum of 100 games coached. He's got to be ranked as one of the greatest coaches who coached in the NFL, but his name hardly ever comes up.
Yeah, and I imagine because, you know, there's a little bit of hesitation. I know some playoff appearances where maybe they weren't as successful as people had anticipated them to be. But his record is incredible. And remember the type of teams that he was winning with, they were talented, but they weren't your traditional teams. They had a lot of challenging personalities, and they had a lot of different characters, and that was the identity of the Raiders. And it's hard as a coach to get everybody on the same page when you have a lot of guys who are very similar to each other. And then when you've got a lot of big personalities to be able to do that the way that he did it, that's impressive. It's impressive to win that much. It's impressive to win with the types of teams that he had. And then remember, Al Davis was a gigantic personality too and very involved. So he had to navigate through the hands-on owner before there were really a lot of hands-on owners.
Eric Mangini, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. All right, let's get to the actual play on the football field. Has the league figured out Mac Jones?
I don't think that's a fair assessment. You got to give Mac Jones a ton of credit for what he's been able to do as a rookie, and we lose track of that. We see a bunch of veteran quarterbacks throughout the course of the year where they go through their ups and downs, most notably Patrick Mahomes. I mean, here's a guy who's incredibly accomplished, and he struggled through points of the season. It's not figured out. I do think that more people are playing tight man-to-man coverage and pressuring, which is something that he struggled with early in the season, and I think is probably the way that you have to go until they can make people pay for doing that. Right now, if you play a lot of zone coverage, you don't put a lot of pressure on him. He's going to make the right reads. He's going to get the ball to the right place. He's going to throw a catchable ball. And when you play that tight coverage and now you're pressuring, especially up the middle, because he's not a mobile guy, he's got to make quicker decisions. He's got to make throws into tighter coverage. And I think that's harder. And the way you typically talk people out of that is you throw the ball deep and you get some big plays, and now the risk-reward isn't as great. So that's something to me that he has to do a better job with, or it's like sharks to blood. It just keeps coming and the volume increases dramatically.
Does he have it, Eric? Does he have it in him? Does he have it in him?
Yeah, the way that he's navigated through this and the way that he's been able to operate really at a high efficiency level for where he is in his development, it's impressive. That's hard to do, and he's done it well. So do I think he can figure out ways to keep improving? Yeah, I think he should continue to improve, and he's in such a good system for his skill set, they're going to find answers.
Eric, a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like the narrative was Tom Brady, 44 years old, going to win an MVP, unbelievable, and Aaron Rodgers appears to have overtaken Tom Brady in that race. How surprised are you that, considering the first game of the year, Aaron Rodgers was terrible, the Packers got demolished by the Saints, to where he is, with a chance of winning a back-to-back MVP at his age?
Well, I would say the first game of the season was more surprising than the fact that he has a chance to win back-to-back MVPs. And you look at the Packers overall, there's not really one offensive or defensive category where they're knocking it out of the park. I mean, they're kind of middle of the road in a lot of those categories. And the difference is him and his presence. Forget about what he can do, you know, athletically and competitively. He's had a very calming presence on that team. Now, you couldn't say that going in, you know, when we looked at the offseason last year. But since he's been back on the field, it's one of those things where with Tom Brady in New England, you could come off on the sideline. You knew as long as you had Tom, you had a chance. And you just had to hold up your end of the bargain, and he was going to figure out a way to win it when he got the ball back. It's like that with Aaron. I'm sure there's a collective understanding and confidence that as long as we do generally what we need to do, Aaron's going to be the difference in the game.
Eric Mangini is our guest. Another team you obviously used to coach was the Browns. What do they do long-term with Baker? And I do think that the idea of getting rid of him at the end of this year is really hard. Obviously, you got the fifth-year option they picked up. But how do you think they navigate through his desires for a contract extension, the fact that other extensions, and they have that fifth-year option hanging out there?
Well, they don't need to do anything. They can go into next year with the fifth-year option. And even after the fifth-year option, you could potentially franchise them and you get into a little bit of a Kirk Cousins-type situation where you pay as you go. And Washington didn't have a conviction on Kirk, and I don't know if Minnesota, looking back, would say that what they did in terms of free agency and bringing him in and paying what they did, whether they think that's a plus decision, a minus decision. But you have some time to see whether or not you're going to make another jump with Baker, whether this is where he is. But the frustrating thing to me with him is I thought he showed a lot of maturity in the offseason in terms of not getting into fights with people in the media, not talking about things that have no significance whatsoever. And then, what was it, last week where he's bringing up there's internal issues that people don't know about. Like, well, I don't get that. There's no reason for that. There's no reason to deflect your performance or try to deflect it onto something, some mysterious in-house problem. Like, that stuff to me gets old. It gets old quick. And I'm sure frustrating from an organizational standpoint.
Eric, there's a job opening in Jacksonville. Are you interested in being a head coach again?
Look, I think that everybody's interested in being a head coach again.
No, I wanted to ask you, give you a chance to just tell some people if they want to know. And I do want to know, would it be fair to say that hiring a college coach is probably not going to be on their slate after what happened with Urban Meyer down there?
The college game, the pro game, is dramatically different. And I think we see that pretty much every year. Every other year, it takes time to transition into this game versus what you're having in college. Yeah, I would say they should probably go with someone with a pro background. I'd probably go the coordinator route. My pick would be Brian Daboll from Buffalo. I think what he's done with Josh Allen has been impressive. He shows that he can develop young talent.
And what about Jim Caldwell, who was with the Lions and got them to the playoffs and got unceremoniously dumped in Detroit?
Yeah, I think Jim is another really good option as well. You know, Trent Baalke is going to have a very strong hand in every decision that's made there from a personnel perspective. So whoever you bring in has to be willing to work in that context. You know, Jim Caldwell got a rough deal, and to see him get an opportunity like that, I think it'd be great.
Eric, what happens in Las Vegas now with Mayock?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you don't really know how much pull he had. Did he control the draft and John controlled free agency? Did they share those roles? He didn't have final say. So how many of these draft picks can you say, okay, they're his draft picks? And I don't know that. Hopefully the owner knows that and can assess him based on what he's, you know, what he actually did. Now, he set up the draft board, I'm sure, and he set the table for a lot of things. But without knowing what are those decisions, good and bad, he really controlled, it's tough to assess him as the GM. I would think that they probably clean house and
start over.
You know, go with a new administration. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Eric. Hey, I'm coming to Cleveland
thanks.
For the All-Star game. Don't duck me this time when I come to Cleveland.
Rob, I will be happy to have you over and entertain you and hear you badmouth Tom Brady for 14 hours in a row.
All right, I can't
that
wait.
That should be your New Year's resolution, Rob. That should be your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution to let that one die.
Let that one go.
Let that one go. That's not. If that's the hill you want to die on, consider all yourself right. Deceased, and we'll send you back. Eric, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
20 years.
Yeah. Hey.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, my man. Stay well.
All right. Speaking of Brian Daboll, he's the OC of the Buffalo Bills. How dangerous are they? We'll discuss that upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning to you. Happy New Year. I mean, it's not New Year yet, but you're quite all right wishing people a Happy New Year. Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. You just heard Eric Mangini talk about Brian Daboll, and it's interesting. People were critical of Brian Daboll when Josh Allen wasn't playing well for a couple weeks, and now Brian Daboll is a genius because they go in and they hammer the Buffalo Bills. They hammer the New England Patriots. Where are you on the Bills in terms of their viability here getting ready for the postseason?
I like them a lot. I think that, they had their big hiccups losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the game. If you remember, where they didn't even score a touchdown in that game. I mean, so I think a lot of people said, oh, they're not, they had the great year last year, but they're not the same. And they were going the other way. And remember, they started the year, I don't know, Doug, was it week two or three where they beat the brakes off of Kansas City in Kansas City. So you saw that early on, and they looked like they were going to be great. And then you saw the lull and the bad games. But that was a big game in Foxborough. And, Doug, the play that really, to me, was the game was Josh Allen on that fourth down where he had to make a move. He could have easily been sacked for a loss. And do you remember the move I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, just incredible. That's all him, where a defender has him dead to rights, and he just sidesteps this guy with a move. And the thing that, despite all of the record's not beautiful, 9-6, some of the losses are terrible, but their top three in the NFL in total deep team defense and total team offense, top three in each of them. No other NFL team is there. So I think they're scary. If they get it together, that was a big win. They got dominated and embarrassed by the Patriots up in Buffalo. Only to come back in an important game and beat them in New England. So I like the Buffalo Bills and the AFC going in. I mean, I know Kansas City is there. The Ravens are down and out. So I look at Buffalo and I look at Kansas City, but I think Buffalo is going to be a tough out.
No, I think they are too. I also think they're built more to stop they're not built to stop the Patriots the way the Patriots played, you know, going to Buffalo. Whereas they're built to beat Kansas City, who they've already beaten. The AFC is interesting, you know, like I want to buy into them. But as you point out, they lost to Jacksonville. I want to buy into the Chargers. And even though they're missing,
I can't buy into the Chargers. Oh, my God.
It was bad. But, you know, you also got to factor in the fact they didn't have, you know, half their team. Although the Texans didn't have half their team. Right.
But they didn't lose to the Texans. I mean, they got their butts kicked. I was surprised. Weren't you surprised at that?
I was absolutely surprised. I was stunned by it. Stunned by it. But again, like, you know, it's like there's no Derwin James. There's no Joey Bosa. You know, there's no Austin Eckler. Like, that's a dramatically different team than the one, if they make the playoffs, would be out there. So, you know, we circle back around, and at the end of the day, you're like, all right, it still goes through Kansas City if you want to get there. And yes, we saw Buffalo winning Kansas City, but can you do it? Can you do it again? And can you do it in January? That's a different question.
No doubt. And especially Kansas City has gotten righted. They were teetering on, you know, going the other way. It was bad. They looked terrible, and now they've got righted the ship. So you're right.
No, it's going to be fascinating to watch as we get ready for the playoffs, the AFC, because though Kansas City does, there's also, you could point to, hey, some of those teams weren't great, but now they're finding a way. Now the offense is clicking to go along with the defense, which is dramatically improved. And, you know, the things we had questions about seems to be answered as of now. We'll see. But I agree with you. Buffalo, a very dangerous team. All right, coming up next, the Lakers beat the Rockets. LeBron and Westbrook each had triple-doubles. But Kareem had something to say about LeBron. We'll get to it next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.